Hi. Wow, look at that. Hello, everyone. I would like to, I was going to go into a bit, but I don't have the energy. I did it all on stage. Yeah. So who's got a question? Anybody got a question? What's your name? Where are you from, sir?
I'm David, all the way from Israel.
Really?
Mazel tov.
Shalom. Thank you.
Ru, you always have like a Star of David, and you're really, you know your Yiddish.
Yeah, I
love. Are you a mishpocha?
You know what? I just watch a lot of Judge Judy. You know, she uses Yiddish on the show all the time, and I love it. She uses, she says the word, don't make this a whole geschichte story. You know what a geschichte is? It's like a grandmother's tale. It's just a long, drawn out. You can cut the geschichte story, hon. I love Judge Judy.
So my question is, the show is really doing well in Israel.
You guys have it on Netflix? Is that how you see it?
No. We have it on cable or something
like
that.
What? On cable television? Wow, that's amazing.
Any chance of getting you over to the Holy Land?
We were planning on a vacation there soon. I was there the last time in 2003. My luggage got stuck in another country, so I was there longer than I was supposed to be, and I got addicted to the Gilmore Girls while I was in Israel. And I didn't get to go to Haifa, but I loved Tel Aviv. We went to Jerusalem. We went to the Dead Sea. We really got to see what Israel is all about, and I loved it. Thank you. Who's got a question over here? We're going to be here.
On
we have
left.
A question over here. Hey, Mama.
Hi, Jeannie Wolf. How are you?
Hi, Jeannie Wolf. Wow. A legend in the journalism world. Amazing.
Amazing.
And you're still here.
Well, I was going to say, congratulations that your show entertains people, but it also, as you pointed out, inspires them. So
yes.
The idea is give them a message with song and dance and feathers and costumes.
Yeah.
Is that what you're aiming to do, and where do you go from here?
Well, that's a great question, Jeannie, and of course I would expect nothing less than the legend of Jeannie. Listen, we started out this show to celebrate the art of drag, and in doing so, we brought along a bunch of kids who had varied backgrounds, and we have challenges that are fun and all that, but these kids bring their courage and their stories, and that's where the heart is. There's an interesting balance of entertainment and of deep stories that really touch our audience, and I think that is why people love us so much, and I think this is where we got the Emmy.
Well, but you wouldn't say, as we were kidding around at the beginning of the show, we solved it. That message still needs to be told very strongly?
Oh, yes. There's so much that we need to do in this country. We're living in a country that's very divided right now. I feel like our show adds a little relief for the outsider. We celebrate people who dance outside the box, and those are my favorite kind of people. But those stories need to be told, and I think there is value in those stories for everyone, not just drag queens or superstar journalists like yourself.
And I didn't even wear my feathers.
But you look fabulous, darling, as always. Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you. Anybody else?
Anybody else?
Yep. Over
Who's
here.
Got a, oh, okay, question over there. Hi.
Hi.
Well, you wore your feathers,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah.
Yes. What's your name? Where are you from?
Julia Pierpont from Xinhua News of China.
Oh, wow. Wait, where in China?
Well, it's out of Beijing, but it's all over China. 500 million followers.
Wow. Does our show appear in China?
Not yet.
Yeah.
But you never know.
You never know. Maybe this is going to do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations not only on your win, but also being the best dressed crowd show on the podium.
Oh, shucks. I bet you're just saying that.
Look, you're really doing some transformative work with what you're doing on the show. I'd love to hear how you feel that obviously it's impacting on the LGBT community, but also on people
the BLT community too.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I love a BLT, honey. If you love a BLT, let's say, hey.
Hey.
Yes. yes. No, we do this for everybody. You know, the truth is, we all on this planet have more things in common than we have out of common. Is that a term, Michelle?
Now
yeah, now it is. Now it is. But, you know, really, the truth is, there's only one of us here. And these stories of courage and of fabulousness and finding your rhythm, finding your frequency, is true for everybody in this room and around the world.
Well, thanks for being so aspirational.
Thank you. How do I say thank you in Chinese?
Xie
xie. Xie xie? Hey, xie xie. Thank you. Thank you. I'll be here all week. Thank you.
Last question in the middle.
Okay.
Last question.
Oh, Moni's in the middle. Where are you from?
I'm Katsy. I'm from BuzzFeed News.
BuzzFeed News. All right.
One of my favorite segments on your show is when you take the final queens and you ask them what they would tell their younger selves.
Yeah.
I don't have a photo of you the way you typically show them.
Yeah.
But what would you tell young RuPaul?
I would say, young RuPaul, don't take life too seriously. It's important for you to understand that this is a gift. And it's important for you to experience it. Don't take everything too seriously. And also, don't co-opt certain negative ideas that other people have. Because the ego wants to make everything about, they're attacking me, Mr. Grant. But what it is pay no attention to all of the noise. Follow your heart, kiddo, and you're going to do just fine. You're going to be snatching trophies, hon. Yay! Thank you guys so much. We'll see you at the party.